29-cent stamp.
That's $1.85.
I want $2 worth of gas, please.
$4.20.
How much is your petty candy?
Surprisingly expensive.
What a robot.
This is what I think of your store!
Silly customer! You cannot hurt a Twinkie! Jiminy Cricket. Ooh, expired ham. Well, this time I've gone too far. No, no one will fall for...
Woohoo! Cheap meat!
Ooh, this one's open.
Ooh, stomach churning. Bowels clenching. Not much time. Must finish.
Well, sir, Hobus Endless was either caused by ingesting spoiled food or some sort of voodoo curse.
Hey, we've just been working the eyes.
Your old meat made me sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please accept 5 pounds of frozen shrimp.
This shrimp isn't frozen, and it smells funny.
Okay, 10 pounds.
Woohoo!
Brought to you by...
That dog can sell anything.
Good evening. Here's an update on last week's nursing home expose, Geezers in Freezers. It turns out the rest home was adequately heated. The footage you saw was of a fur storage facility. We've also been told to apologize for using the term geezers. Now, coming up next, the case of the cantankerous old geezer.
Oh, rancid meat attack. Stupid parasites. Is there no way I can find justice?
If you have a consumer complaint, just call this number.
Boring.
Dad, you should blow the whistle on the clicky mark.
And now a message from the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Dad, are you listening to me?
Lisa, the dog is barking.
All right, are you willing to go undercover and nail this creep?
No way, man. No way, man. Get yourself another patsy, man. No way am I wearing a freaking wire.
All right. Would you be willing to wear a hidden camera and microphone?
Oh, that I'll wear.
We've come up with a camera so tiny it fits into this oversized novelty hat. Now, you get us some incriminating footage. And remember, you have to get in and out in 10 minutes or you'll suffer permanent neck damage.
He's not kidding.
Don't be alarmed, Apu. Just go about your daily routine like I'm not wearing the hat.
Your headgear seems to be emitting a buzzing noise, sir. Perhaps you have a bee in your bonnet.
Bee!
Homer, that hat's been with the station for 20 years. He had one day left till retirement.
La, 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 la. Well, time to replenish the hot dog roller. La, la, la. Oops. Oh, no, it is encrusted with filth. Oh, well, let's sell it anyway. Now, this is just between me and you, smashed hat.
Hot diggity dog, we've got him, Mr. Simpson. Now, let's... Mr. Simpson?
One hot dog, please. Oh.
Apu, will you ever stop selling spoiled meat?
No. I mean, yes. I mean... Uh-oh. I think I come off very well.
Monster! Run, children!
Apu Nahasa Pima Petalan, you have disgraced the Quickie Mart Corporation.
But, sir, I was only following standard procedure.
Ah, true. But it's also standard procedure to blame any problems on a scapegoat or sacrificial lamb.
Uh-huh. And if I can obtain for you these animals?
I'm sorry, Apu. I have no choice. You can no longer wear this name patch. And you can no longer tell people about our fried pickles. Now, turn in your pricing gun.
Oof.
The other one, too.
Fired. After all these years of loyal service.
I don't want to live anymore.
Give me that wiener.
No, I don't want to live,
sir. Give me that wiener. No, Apo, it's not worth it.
What do I do now? I've been drummed out of my profession. I'm a disgrace. Even this babbling brook sounds almost like mocking laughter.
Who needs money when we got ferrets?
This is all because of Homer Simpson.
Yo, check this out. Black guys drive a car like this. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, but white guys, see, they drive a car like this.
It's true. We're so lame.
It is time to settle the score.
I didn't know they was filming that camera in that hat. I was unaware.
Mr. Simpson, you misunderstand me. In my village, this is the traditional pose of apology.
Oh.
You know, now that I think about it, it may be a little confusing. Many have died needlessly. I have come to make amends, sir. At first, I blamed you for squealing, but then I realized it was I who wronged you. So I have come to work off my debt. I am at your service.
You're selling what now?
I'm selling only the concept of karmic realignment.
You can't sell that. Karma can only be portioned out by the cosmos.
He's got me there.
Is he still out there?
Yes, he's raking leaves.
What? That's your job. If he starts doing Lisa's wood chopping...
If he wants to make it up to you so badly, I think you should let him.
Okay, I'll let him. But then I get a chip with you, okay?
It is an honor to begin repaying my debt to you. Back in Ramatpur, I was considered quite the gourmet.
Well, it certainly is exotic. Ooh, Lisa, is that too spicy for you? I can see through time.
Stop being such babies. You can't be afraid to try new things. For instance, tonight, I'm using a poo, what do you call this thing again?
A napkin.
Outrageous!
Ray, why do you want to become part of the Quickie Mart family?
Because I like people, and I need a place where I'll be out of the sun.
Thank you.
He's head and shoulders above everyone else.
Wait, there's one more applicant.
Name?
James Woods.
Previous job experience?
True Believer, Salvador, Onion Field, the Hard Way.
Wait a minute. Those aren't convenience stores. That sounds like the resume of a Hollywood movie star.
Yeah, well...
James Woods! Why would you want to work at a Quickie Mart?
Well, to be honest, in my upcoming movie, I'm going to be playing this tightly wound convenience store clerk, and, you know, I kind of like to research my roles and really get into it. For instance, True Believer. I actually worked in a law firm for 2 months. And the film Chaplin, I had a little cameo in that. I actually traveled in time back to the 20s where, well, I've said too much.
Welcome aboard.
Good morning, sir. Relax, please. You do not have anything I have not seen before. What?
I like to keep a lollipop there.
Apu, we usually store our cans in the cupboard.
Well, they never move that way.
Corn. I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, delicious corn.
Hi.
Oh, we're low on milk for Maggie. You want to come with me to the Quickie Mart?
Please, Mrs. Simpson, I cannot go there. That is the scene of my spiritual depensing.
Oh. Well, I guess we could go to that new Monster Mart. That's a good price for 12 pounds of nutmeg.
Oh, great selection and rock-bottom prices. But where is the love?
Attention, Monster Mart shoppers. Just a reminder that we love each and every one of you.
Excuse me, ma'am. Where are the lampshades? Ma'am? No. I've killed her. It's all happening again.
Help me. Help me. It's fantastic.
Look, Mrs. Simpson, the express line is the fastest line, not always. That old man up front, he is starved for attention. He would talk the cashier's head off.
Ah, there's an interesting story behind this, Nickel. In 1957, I remember it was, I got up in the morning and made myself a piece of toast. I set the toaster to 3, medium brown.
Let's go to that line.
But that's the longest.
Yes, but look, all pathetic single men. Only cash, no chit-chat.
$75, $85, $90, and $1. Thank you, and come again. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, can I just ask you a question? Did you believe that? I mean, the way I gave you the change, did I sound like a real Quickie Mart, you know, kind of guy?
Actually, I thought it was a little labored.
Huh.
You gotta lose yourself in the moment, man.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, let's just try that again, okay? Come on. Hey, come on. Hey, get over here. Okay, now you're you, I'm me.
I'm me?
Hey, don't jerk me around, fella.
Apu, you've been so helpful. If it weren't for him, we'd still be in line at the Monster Mart.
And he taught me how to play the shinai.
That's even worse than the album Grandpa released.
And he taught me how to do this. I got out of school because I told him I was mangled in a car wreck.
Thank you all for the kind praise.
Well, you deserve it. All these vegetables are really clearing the cholesterol out of the old heart. Apu, friend me good.
I think what my father's saying is you're like a member of the family now.
I feel that way too. You see, whether igloo, hut, or lean-to, or a geodesic dome, there's no structure I have been to which I'd rather call my home.
Hello!
When I first arrived, you were all such jerks, but now I've come to love your quirks. Maggie with her eyes so bright, Marge with hair by Frank Lloyd Wright, Lisa can philosophize, Bart's adept at spinning lies, Homer's a delightful fella, sorry about the salmonella.
That's okay.
Who needs the Quickie Mart? Now here's the tricky part. Oh, won't you rhyme with me? Who needs the Quickie Mart?
There was a sticky mart.
They made that sticky mart. Let's hurl a bricky mart.
The Quickie Mart is real. Go!
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
Not me. Not me.
Everything really wrapped up nicely. Much quicker than usual.
I guess we learned that happiness is wherever you find it.
And we've all found happiness. Every one of us. Hey, what's that sound?
Who needs the Quickie Mart? I do.
Hey, he's not happy at all. He lied to us through song. I hate when people do that.
I can't lie to myself, you know. I do miss my Quickie Mart.
Isn't there anything you can do to get your job back?
I must go to the head office and appeal my case.
I'm coming with you. I got you fired. It's the least I can do. Well, the least I can do is absolutely nothing. But I'll go you one better and come along.
But, sir, the head office is in India.
Okay.
Dad, that's over 10,000 miles away.
I'm aware of that.
That's over 16,000 kilometers.
Don't!
I'm sorry we couldn't take a cab, but I spent my last dollar on the plane tickets.
Are we in India yet?
No.
Are we in India yet?
No.
Are we in India yet?
No.
Are we in India yet?
No. Oh, wait. Now we are.
Tony, you're my agent. You have to do something about this. How can it be the same movie if they've changed my character from a tightly wound convenience store clerk to a jittery Eskimo firefighter? Well, actually, that's a pretty good explanation. Now, this would be gross points, right, in this new one. Okay. Yeah, because those monkey points. Yeah, okay, great. Okay, good. Book me a flight, rent me an igloo, and tell those dorks at the Quickie Mart that, boom, I am out of here. I'm a dot. I'm gone, okay? What do you mean I got to give 2 weeks' notice? What? Damn freaking no good mother... Jeez! No, not you. I'm just talking to my oven.
Oh, great Christian.
Attention passengers. Dinner is now being served in the dining car.
There she is. There she is, the world's first convenience store.
This isn't very convenient.
Mustard dump on everything we do. He is the benevolent, enlightened president and CEO of Quickie Mart and in Ohio, Stapo Mart. He is the one I must ask for my job back.
Approach, my sons. You may ask me 3 questions.
That's great, because all I need is one.
Are you really the head of the Quickie Mart?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You?
Yes. I hope this has been enlightening for you.
But I must...
Thank you. Come again.
But...
Thank you. Come again.
Well, that was a big bust. Is he really the head of the Quickie Mart? No need to apologize, Apu. It was as much my fault as it was yours. Okay, Apu! Accept your apology!
Dad, what'd you bring?
How did it go?
Fine! Oh, I mean not good.
I'm sorry, Apu. But remember, who needs a Quickie Mart?
You mind? I'm not in the mood.
Apu, if it'll make you feel any better, I've learned that life is one crushing defeat after another until you just wish Flanders was dead.
Yes, yes, you are right, sir. I've got to accept my fate. I have feared it for long enough now. I'm going to go down to the Quickie Mart, and I'm going to face my demons.
Oh, that'll work out great. We're out of Lucky Charms.
Ah, my old squishy machine. And my scum bucket with flies. And a hot checklist.
Hey, you're Apu Nahasapima Petalon, aren't you? I mean, you're like the guy. You're a legend around here. Can I ask you, is it true you once worked 96 hours straight?
Oh, yes. It was horrible, I tell you. By the end, I thought I was a hummingbird of some kind.
Oh, yeah. You know, I studied your old security tapes.
In a few minutes, I tried to drink nectar out of Sanjay's head.
All right, you. Hand over the cash and don't try any funny stuff.
Hey, pal, I assure you, if I tried any funny stuff, you would be in hysterics.
Hey, you're James Woods.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Well, Mr. Woods, your new song is going to be 3 with a bullet.
Yeah, I'm not a singer.
Shut up!
Oh!
No!
Boo!
Oh, the searing kiss of hot lead. How I missed you. I mean, I think I'm dying.
Hey.
Well, you are a very lucky man, Apu. You see, the bullet ricocheted off another bullet that was lodged in your chest from a previous robbery.
Apu, you saved my life. And as a small token of my appreciation, I got you your job back at the Quickie Mart.
Oh, Mr. Woods, you're...
But as for me, I'm off to battle aliens on a faraway planet.
That sounds like a good movie.
Yes. Yes, a movie, yes.
Hey, let's all hug Apu. Hey, there's still time. Let's hug him again.